Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's a thankful Thursday here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show with Marcus D, AB, you and me. We always get a chance to tell you about some great things that are happening in the world of gospel music and all around the world. This is no exception. We love this young man. He is one of our brothers. He is the creator and host of Sunday Best. And he's about to tell us about this Live Nation tour called King's Men. He is the one and only Mr. Kirk Franklin. You, sweetie pie?
Doing good, man. I'm so glad to see you on Sunday Best this season, looking beautiful and pretty.
Thank you for the invitation. Now, tell us about this fantastic historical event, because this is the first time that all of you guys have come together to do a all-male tour.
Yeah, and it's the first time that Live Nation has ever done a tour in this genre, just in the history of their business. You know, they've never done anything in our genre, and so this is very historic for them and historic for us, because it's the first time that those two ideas have come together. And so starting in September, myself, Marvin Sapp, Dinah McClurkin, and Israel Houghton, we're going to go on tour together in a production called The King's Men, and it's going to be an incredible tour. The production is like what you guys saw with me, Yolanda Adams, and Dinah McClurkin on Hopeville, where it was just, you know, just inclusive. It wasn't one headliner, you know. Right. It wasn't one person, you know, starting up the headline. It was a, you know, thing where we're all on stage and transitioning together, and, you know, you see us on stage together. You'll see a quick acoustic moment with Donnie and Israel on, like, one side of the stage, and then maybe me and Marvin doing something on the other side of the stage, and, you know, transitions and doing those songs and music. So it's going to be a really strong production, because I know that a lot of people are scared sometimes and think that all gospel tours is just going to be, you know, a whole bunch of just preaching and shouting and running around. You know, now if you're shouting and running around, that's good. Come on and do that. But we want you to know that you're going to get your money's worth. So it's not just that. And for us to have a partner in Live Nation and just the production and the marketing value that they bring to another level, we're just really excited about the fact that it's something that we've never done before like this.
Making history, the King's Men Tour. Kirk Franklin, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Tickets will go on sale tomorrow morning at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. Man, when you talk about gospel artists who have a passion and a heart for God, what can we do as the inspiration industry to help make this a success for the King's Men Tour?
What I can tell you is that if the community comes together and really supports this one, this gives me an opportunity to bring all the other gospel artists into a relationship with Live Nation where we can be able to really produce tours, really present things, because the next time I want to do it with all the women, Yolanda, Mary, and just all the great that are out there. And then I want to be able to take some of the other artists and, you know, whether it's James Fortune or Molly Music or LaQuay and do different things. And so this can create a whole nother season, another opportunity of just the visual that we know that no other genre can do as great as gospel. Because when you get a Yolanda Adams singing on the Essence Awards, a tribute to Whitney Houston, there hadn't been any other tribute like that since. You know, you just don't get that from anybody else except for the power that comes from gospel music. And so that's what I want to be able to do, as much as God allows me, to just serve my community, to just show the world the excellence that I get to see every Sunday, and not just in February, just during Black History Month. I want them to be able to see it all year round in different venues across the country.
Thank you so much, sweetie. That is such a wonderful compliment. You know, we do this all the time. This is a part of our lives. You know, people see us in different spaces, but, you know, the entertainment space is where we really live. And so it's, to me, it feels good to know that all of the work that you're doing is not just for yourself. You know how we do. It's not just for us. It's for everybody that's under our umbrella. It's for everybody that comes in contact with us. That's the beauty of gospel music. It's not selfish. And that's why I'm so glad that I know you.
Well, I'm glad that I get to know you too. And I'm serious. I really want this tour to be a starter for just all the great gospel artists that I know just need a shot to have a strong visual presentation to get out there and just promote their music and just promote their talent. So starting in September, very historic tour called The King's Men. Marvin Sapp, Dinah McClurkin, Israel Houghton, your little short brother from around the corner, Kirk. Kirk Gonzalez. It's going to be an incredible tour of just strong production. It's going to be really, really, really strong. And, we're really excited about Live Nation, just taking the opportunity, taking the chance. And we really want to show them that community will really get behind this.
Kirk, the question I've been getting since you all have put the tour together, who is the host?
They
want to know who the host of this tour.
Forget the other man.
I know it's four great men, yes. But is the host going to be a smooth 6'3", tall, dark, and handsome Kings man? It's what everybody want to know.
But see, but the thing is that if the host is one of the guys that's on the radio right now, then it ain't going to be no room for the King.
The King will never come in, huh?
Y'all gonna kill it. It's not the Kings, man, referring to ourselves.
Come on,
I just want to make sure that ain't nobody thinking that that I'm saying that, we the Kings.
I got you. Talk about four gospel music giants, the Kings Men Tour, kicking off Sunday, September 16th in Phoenix, Arizona at the Comerica Theater. You can get tickets tomorrow via Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. Also an opportunity for an exclusive artist meet and greet and VIP ticket packages are available at VIPNation.com. Kirk Franklin, as always, man, thank you so much for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Keep up the great work with Sunday's Best and doing what you do for the inspiration music industry.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Love you, babe.
Love you too, mommy.